All right, everybody, welcome back for another deep dive. This time, we're going to be talking about edge computing and how it can be used to create greener cities.
Sounds good.
So, you know, when we think about edge computing, we often think about like faster downloads and lower latency for like gaming.
Right.
But it turns out it can do a lot more than that.
It really can.
So before we like jump into all the ways that edge computing can make cities more sustainable, I kind of want to take a step back and make sure we're all on the same page about like what edge computing actually is.
Yeah, absolutely.
So could you break it down for us?
Yeah. So, you know, most people are familiar with cloud computing these days. Right. You know, you store your pictures in the cloud, you know, use Google Docs or whatever it is. But basically with cloud computing, all the data processing happens in these massive data centers.
Right.
Which are often, you know, hundreds or even thousands of miles away from where the data is actually being generated. So edge computing kind of flips that model on its head.
Okay.
Instead of sending all the data to the cloud, we process it locally at the edge of the network.
Okay, so closer to the source of the data.
Exactly. So, you know, you think of it like this.
Okay.
Cloud computing is like having a giant library miles away where you have to send all your books to be processed and stored.
Okay.
Edge computing is like having smaller libraries sprinkled throughout your neighborhood.
Right.
So you can access and process information right there locally without having to make that long trip to the central library.
I like that analogy. That makes a lot of sense. So we're bringing the processing power closer to where the data is actually being generated.
Exactly.
Okay. So now I'm kind of curious, like, why is this a big deal for making our cities more sustainable?
Well, cities face a lot of challenges these days.
Yeah.
You know, they're growing rapidly. There's more people, more cars, more demand for resources.
Right.
And that puts a strain on infrastructure. It leads to things like traffic congestion.
Of course.
Air pollution and increased energy consumption.
For sure. These are all, you know, major problems that we need to address.
Absolutely.
If we want to create livable and sustainable cities for the future.
Yeah. And that's where edge computing comes in.
Okay. So tell me how.
So let's start with traffic flow.
Okay.
Imagine you're driving through a busy intersection and the traffic lights are just not in sync.
No.
You know, you hit every red light. Cars are idling.
It's the worst.
It's frustrating. It wastes time and fuel, and it just creates more pollution.
Right.
Now, imagine those traffic lights were equipped with edge computing capabilities.
Okay.
They have sensors that can detect the number of cars coming from each direction, and they can adjust the timing of the lights in real time.
So they're not just operating on like a fixed cycle anymore.
Exactly.
They're actually responding to the conditions on the road at that moment.
Precisely. And that can make a huge difference.
So if there's more traffic coming from one direction, the light will stay green longer to let those cars through.
Yeah.
And that would help to prevent those like long backups and bottlenecks.
Exactly. And when cars aren't idling as much, they're not burning as much fuel.
Less emissions.
Which means less air pollution.
Okay, that's pretty cool. So by optimizing traffic flow, we can actually make a dent in both congestion and air quality.
Absolutely.
Wow, that's impressive. Okay, so we've talked about traffic. What about air quality in general?
Yeah, so right now when you look at air quality reports, they're often based on data from just a handful of monitoring stations across the city.
Right, just to get like a general sense of things.
Yeah, exactly. But with edge computing, we can create hyperlocal monitoring systems.
Hyperlocal meaning?
Meaning we can get much more granular data about air quality in specific neighborhoods or even blocks.
So, like, instead of just knowing that the air quality is bad in the city overall, we could know exactly which areas are the most polluted and how those levels are changing throughout the day.
Yeah, and that's incredibly valuable information.
Yeah.
Because it allows cities to take more targeted action.
So, like, if we know that there's a particular street corner where the air quality is really bad, we could, you know, divert traffic away from that area.
Yeah.
Or plant more trees.
Right.
Or maybe even, you know, implement stricter emissions controls for buildings in that area.
Exactly. And edge computing can even help us predict where pollution is likely to spread based on weather patterns and traffic patterns and other factors.
So it's not just about monitoring. It's about anticipating and preventing problems before they even occur.
Exactly. That's the power of real-time data analysis.
That's pretty amazing. Okay, so we've covered traffic and air quality. What about energy consumption?
Yeah, so edge computing can play a big role in making our cities more energy efficient as well.
Okay, how so?
Well, let's start with buildings.
Okay.
Imagine a building that's equipped with sensors that can monitor things like occupancy patterns, lighting usage, temperature settings, all that stuff.
Yeah.
And it can use that data to optimize energy consumption.
So, like, if a room is empty, it could automatically turn off the lights or
Exactly.
adjust the temperature.
Yeah, and it could do that for the entire building,
Wow.
making sure that energy is only being used where and when it's needed.
That's a huge potential for savings.
It really is.
And this isn't just limited to individual buildings, right?
Nope.
Like, we could scale this up to the entire city grid.
Absolutely so. Imagine a city where edge computing systems are analyzing energy demand patterns across the city in real time,
Okay.
and then they can distribute power more intelligently.
So, like, if there's a neighborhood that's using a lot of energy, it could draw power from other areas that aren't using as much.
Exactly. And that can help to prevent brownouts and blackouts
Okay.
and just make the grid more efficient overall.
That's really cool. So we've talked about all these really practical applications of edge computing for sustainability. But I want to take a step back for a second
Yeah.
and think about the bigger picture.
Sure.
Like, what are the broader societal and economic implications of creating greener, more sustainable cities?
Well, I think it goes far beyond just saving energy or reducing traffic jams.
Okay.
We're talking about a fundamental shift in how we design and manage our urban environments. Think about the positive impacts on public health
Right.
with cleaner air and reduced pollution-related illnesses.
Yeah, people would be healthier
Absolutely.
and probably happier too.
I would think so. And then there's the economic side of things.
Okay, what about that?
Well, this shift towards smarter, more sustainable cities creates a whole new sector of jobs.
Okay, how so?
Well, you need skilled technicians to deploy and maintain all those smart sensors. You need data analysts to make sense of all that information.
Right.
And you need urban planners who can integrate these technologies into the fabric of the city.
So we're not just creating a greener city, we're also creating a city that's more innovative and economically vibrant.
Exactly. And by implementing these technologies thoughtfully and inclusively,
Right.
we can ensure that the benefits reach all segments of the urban population.
Yeah, that's a really important point. It's got to be for everybody,
Absolutely.
not just a select few. Okay, so it sounds like there's a lot of potential here. But let's be realistic.
Sure.
There are challenges too,
Of
right?
course.
Like, what are some of the hurdles that we need to overcome?
Well, data privacy is a major concern.
Right, because we're collecting a lot of data about people's movements and behaviors.
Exactly. So we need to make sure that data is being used responsibly and ethically, and that people have control over their own data.
Yeah, transparency is key.
Absolutely.
And then there's the whole infrastructure piece, right?
Right.
Like, we're talking about a massive network of interconnected devices.
Yeah.
So how do we build out the infrastructure to support all of this?
Well, it's going to require a lot of investment and collaboration between tech companies, city governments, and policymakers.
So it's a big undertaking,
It is.
but it sounds like it could be worth it.
Yeah.
Okay, so challenges, yes, but also incredible opportunities.
Absolutely.
What stands out to you as the most exciting possibility?
For me, it's the potential to create a more equitable and sustainable future for urban populations
Yeah.
worldwide. Imagine a city where technology empowers communities to take control of their environment,
Okay.
improve their quality of life, and create a more just and resilient future for generations to come.
That's a great vision. What's clear that edge computing is much more than just a technological advancement. It's a powerful tool for creating the cities of tomorrow.
It is.
Cities that are not only smarter, but also greener, healthier, and more inclusive.
It's an exciting frontier.
Absolutely. And on that note, I want to leave you with a question to ponder. If you could design a smart and sustainable city powered by edge computing, what would it look like? What features would it have? Let your imagination run wild. Thanks for joining us for another deep dive. We'll see you next time.
Yep.